This is St. Louis Public Radio News. It's 9:04. Good morning. I'm Wayne Pratt. Organizers of last month's Women's March on St. Louis are directing the thousands of participants to join local activist efforts. We have more on that this morning from St. Louis Public Radio's Jenny Simone.
The women behind the march have created a Facebook page for participants to share stories, events, and articles. There's also a list of organizations that are already working on many of the issues that inspired the march. Among them is Diversity Awareness Partnership. Rena Hajat Carroll is the executive director.
Part of the way that I believe you sustain that momentum is by having conversations with people that are different than you.
Diversity Awareness Partnership facilitates tough conversations about race, identity, and inclusion for businesses and schools.
This can't be a trend. This is a long-term issue, and it's going to take a really long-term commitment.
Carroll says there's been an uptick in donations and interest in the organization since the presidential election and the Women's March. I'm Jenny Simone, St. Louis Public Radio.